When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wednesday! Best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of the best show tonight. Hi. Hi, it's me, Tom Sharpling, the host of the best show. We're doing this on a Wednesday night because I had to do something on Tuesday night, which made it so I could not be here on Tuesday night. Here I am on Wednesday night, doing the best show for you. They can't stop us. We do it, and we do it. Miss a show? No. That's what I says. So I ain't missing no show. I'm here bringing you all the laughs and fun and good old times you've grown over the years to appreciate. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. The phone number is 201-332-3484. And Mike, I want you to get ready for another episode of the best show points-based game at best show. Yeah. It's at best show. Tonight, the topic is Star Wars actors. Let's get it. 201-332-3484. Tell these people to sit tight. They can call back. Here we go. You didn't call for At Best Show, but you're on At Best Show. What up?
Hey.
Yeah.
First time calling.
Yeah, welcome to At Best Show.
I'm Eric in Jupiter, Florida.
Good for you, kid. Star Wars actors, what do you got?
Star Wars actors.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway? Like Anne Hathaway. Get it?
I get it.
Yeah, what do you got? You got nothing. At Best Show, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, Tom? How are you?
Doing great. You got nothing for me. At Best Show, what do you got?
I've got nothing. I'm sorry.
Call back. At Best Show. 201-332-3484. At Best Show. Star Wars actors, what do you got?
I got Billy D. Williams.
Wait, what?
Billy D. Williams.
You mean the actor from?
Yeah, the Star Wars actor.
No.
Right?
Wrong. At Best Show, what do you got?
Brad Pitt droids.
Say it again.
Brad Pitt droids.
Brad Pitt droids?
Brad Pitt droids.
I don't get it.
Pitt droids. Star Wars actors.
What kind of droid is that?
Pitt droid. It's a repair droid.
At Best Show, what do you got?
Paul Skywalker, R.I.P., rest in peace.
I gotcha. Good one. At Best Show, what do you got? Star Wars actors, bring it.
R2-D2 Lee Ermey.
Good one. At Best Show, what do you got?
R2 Deepak Chopra.
R2 Deepak Chopra. Not an actor, but I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
201 312-332-3484 at Best Show. We're doing Star Wars actors. At Best Show, bring it.
Bill Vader.
Who's it supposed to be?
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. Good one. At Best Show, 201-332-3484. At Best Show, bring it.
Yeah, I got a Marlon Brando Calrissian.
Good one. At Best Show, what do you got?
Scott Chewbacca-ula.
Scott Chewbacca-ula? That's a really good one.
Chewbacca-ula, I guess.
Good one. At Best Show, what do you got?
Jonah the Hill.
Jonah the Hill. Good one. At Best Show, bring it.
Rosie C-3PO Donnell.
Good one. At Best Show, what do you got? Bring it.
Emperor Palpatine Fae.
Emperor Palpatine Fae. Good one. At Best Show, what do you got?
Marlon Lando Calrissian.
I think we heard that one already, or something like it. I'll still give you a Hadouken. At Best Show, what do you got?
Brad Sarlacc Pitt.
Brad Sarlacc Pitt. That's how you do a Brad Pitt Star Wars actor. At Best Show, bring it.
David Count Dooku of me.
That's a really good one. At Best Show, what do you got? Bring it.
Naomi Watto.
Naomi Watto. Good one. At Best Show, what do you got?
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins. Good one. At Best Show, bring it.
Ray Romano.
Say it again.
Ray Romano.
You mean like R-E-Y, Ray?
I do.
At Best Show, what do you got?
Lucille Ball Droid.
A ball droid. What's a ball droid? Like BB-8?
Yeah, BB-8.
At Best Show, what do you got?
Most Death Star.
Most
Death
Star. Everybody on the channel! Everybody on the channel! At Best Show, what do you got?
Ja Winona Ryder.
Ja Winona Ryder. I like it. At Best Show, what do you got?
Lindsay Lohan Solo.
Lindsay Lohan Solo. Gotcha. Good one. Everybody out of the channel, Best Show, at Best Show.
Weird Al Yavin.
Weird Al Yavin, explain it.
Like Weird Al Yankovic, except the movie Yavin.
Sorry. At Best Show, bring it.
Alderaan Howard.
Alderaan Howard. I love it. At Best Show, bring it.
Pat Sarlacc.
Who's that supposed to be?
Pat Sajak.
Well, he came up to me, says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
Nope. At Best Show, bring it.
Jar Jar Binks Kingly.
What?
Jar Jar Binks Kingly.
I want you to live with this for a minute. Keep going with this. Jar Jar.
He played Gandhi.
Jar Jar Ben Kingsley is what you're trying to say.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give it to you.
Thanks.
Not bad. Not bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. Right? At Best Show, bring it.
Rocco Sith Ready.
What's that?
Rocco Sith
Who's Yako? Yako?
Rocco Siffredi. He's an Italian actor.
And but it's who is it supposed to be? What's his actual name?
Rocco Siffredi.
That's his name or his Star Wars name?
His Star Wars name is Rocco Siffredi.
Yeah, you're out of here. You gotta explain it that much. You're drinking toilet water tonight. Do a couple more. At Best Show, bring it.
Obi-Wan Kenobi Arthur.
Obi-Wan Kenobi Arthur.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Hang tight.
Hello?
Love it! At Best Show, bring it.
Rancori Feldman.
Say it again now, son.
Rancori Feldman.
I don't get it.
Like Rancor.
Rancor? What's that?
It's like, the monster in that they try to feed Luke to.
Oh, okay. Like the monster they try to feed Luke to.
Yeah, Corey and plus Corey Feldman.
Well, you know what I'm going to give you, my friend?
What's that?
Hadouken. Good job. At Best Show, bring it.
On to Beirut Assault.
Say that again?
On to Beirut Assault.
At Best Show, bring it.
Padme West.
Padme West, that's pretty good. At Best Show, final call, calls here. Bring it.
Martin Mull.
Good one. Hey, Dudio. Remember that clip you made for me of Coach K? Do you know where that is? Dudio made me a good clip. I need it. Can't find it. I need to boost the volume on it. I know I'm not supposed to be talking behind the scenes like this on At Best Show, but that's how we do it here. I get no points for doing it, but I did it. At Best Show.
Darth Mulroney.
Not bad. Not bad. Sell me, sell you, the porpoise said, dive down deep. You get acapella heart. At Best Show, bring it.
Lando Calrissian McKellen.
Final one. At Best Show. Nothing? At Best Show, bring it. Hey.
Oh, Harrison Solo Ford?
What?
Harrison Solo Ford.
Harrison. But where's this? Where's the Star Wars?
Harrison Solo.
Harris.
Harrison Ford. Harrison Solo Ford.
I'm really confused here with that one.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
And then Han Solo.
Yeah.
Harris Han Solo Ford.
Yeah, you're getting a little too tricky.
I think it's pretty good.
I think it is actually very good. And that's why I'm going to give you the latest addition to the fantastic sound thing we credit people with.
Well, he came up to me and says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
You get Coach K saying that Bobby Hurley had diarrhea during a game. At Best Show.
Christopher E. Walken.
Christopher E. Walken.
Yeah.
I like it. At Best Show.
Vinny Chase Windu.
I'm sorry to tell you, buddy, but...
Well, he came up to me and says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
At best show, final one.
Wallace Hahn.
Is that supposed to be Wallace Shawn?
Yes.
Well, he came up to me and says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
All right. It is time for the best show to begin. Not with that, it's not. That ain't best show bed music. Someone's getting penalized for that. Not sure which one of those guys out there is going to get penalized for that. One of them will. My friends. Let's do this. At best show is over. The best show begins. Now! Best show. 3 hours of good old-fashioned fun. The way Grammy used to make. Remember when Grammy would make fun? Remember those days, Mike? Mike left. What's that? Your grandmother was not a lot of fun? Nah, mine neither. Drag. Big bummer. Look, rest in peace, Grandma, but... could have done better in that department. No offense. No offense, Grandma. You weren't that good. God knows how my dad got out of that. Oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Rest in peace! So, we're doing the show on a Wednesday night. Look, you're probably hearing this as a podcast, and it doesn't matter what night it's happening. But it's happening on a Wednesday night. Why? Because last night I had to do a work-related function. I had to show up and do some work stuff. And I'm not saying I had to go do it, but I did it. Because that's what you do. And it was great. Because sometimes work things are all right. Why don't I talk about it on the air? Because work is boring. It's boring. Ain't no one want to hear about that stuff. But I did it, and I wanted to do the show for you because the best show is so important to me to be here each and every week and to bring you the finest in broadcasting excellence. The finest in broadcasting excellence. Not just the worst in broadcasting excellence. This is like the best of the best. And look, I hear some of these shows. I was listening to satellite radio this Sirius XM, they call it. Yeah, I heard, look, and there's shows on there I love. I love Bennington with friend of the best show, Gail Bennington. That's a great show. She's great. That show's great. Everybody's great on that show. Well, not everybody, but she's awesome. 5 stars to Gail Bennington. 4.5 to Ron Bennington. The other two can split 2 stars. But I hear these other shows on this thing, and holy moly, I listened to this thing as I was driving around Memphis. That's right, I was in Memphis last week for Goner Fest, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. So I'm driving around, and I'm listening to satellite radio. And I hear this. Well, I don't know why no one ever told me that Larry the Cable Guy has like a show. Now, look, I know the easiest thing in the world is to make fun of Larry the Cable Guy. And I'm not making fun of him for his comedy, which I actually think, is he the unfunniest person going? No, he's not. He's about 40 years out of date. 40, 60, 80 maybe. With that kind of corn pone delivery.
Yeah, let me tell you here. Got a, doctor said he wanted a stool sample and then, gave my underwear.
Like that's one of his more current jokes. Like stuff like that, and that's... So I'm listening to this station on this satellite radio. And, this Larry the Cable Guy has a talk show on this station. I'm not getting on him for his lame material or whatever he is or isn't as a person. That's for you to judge. But, I'm getting on him because it was the laziest thing I ever heard in my life. This show is so lazy. He's rolling in and just doing, like,
what time am I supposed to be there? Gotta go do my talk show.
And it's him and like 3 other people, and he sounded like he was falling asleep during it. I'm like, this guy in 1 5-minute stretch on this show has made more than I've made in the history of the best show. Am I complaining about that? No, that's on me. That's on me to figure out. And you know what? I am figuring it out. There's going to be some big changes in Best Show. Assuming the Best Show goes from 2016 to 2017. Assuming that. I think we can assume that. 3 months. assuming we make it into 2017, I'm putting some big changes on the table. Nothing is safe in terms of this show becoming what it can be. Nothing. And if it means I got to shuttle one or two people who are sleepwalking their way through the show, then so be it. We'll see. But this Larry the Cable, this thing was... He was just talking about... At one point he said, you know what I gotta say, like, you know, he's talking about New York, and he's like, I gotta just say, you know, you go to New York, there's some nice people up there. I'm serious. Like, who's hearing this show? Where's this show going, to some outpost? At this point, everybody knows some version of everybody in America. Like, he's acting like nobody, like nobody's ever met a New Yorker anywhere else the way he's talking. It's like,
I gotta say, there's nice people there. You talk to some of those people, they're nice.
Oh, this guy. And that was maybe the most interesting thing he said in the 45 minutes I heard it. Other than him saying that, like, Tinder was full of, like...
I gotta tell you, they got a lot of sex weirdos on that thing. On Tinder.
And then some guy calls, he's like, yeah, I'm on Tinder, and I just don't think you should say that everybody's a weird.
Now, see, this is where it happens. I didn't say everybody.
It's like, yeah, you kind of did say everybody before. Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah, cut the cord. I'm cutting the cord. If he's the cable guy, I'm ready to cut the cord. Right? Maybe I'm just jealous of, well, of course I'm jealous of Larry the Cable Guy, because he's not very talented, and he's rolling in the Prilosec money he makes. And those things where he's like, he does these commercials for heartburn stuff, he's like, maybe also change your diet and you won't get heartburn as much, you know? Maybe just don't eat trash all the time. That's another way to prevent heartburn you can learn in life is, if you got heartburn and you keep getting heartburn, try not eating garbage round the clock. But no, it's like there's the medicine that makes it so you can eat garbage round the clock. Larry. Come on, Larry. And then on the station, then they played a Jeff Foxworthy thing, because I guess Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy share a station on satellite radio. And they literally play Jeff Foxworthy talking about, like, you might be a redneck. Like, on the, like, is it, are there people tuning into this station who don't know that routine yet? You have to hear.
If you're coming down the street and your mailbox is spelled M-A-L-E, you just might.
Ugh. Larry. Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable. Like, again, if that makes you laugh, God bless you. More power to you. Hope you're laughing all the rest of your life. You found the thing you love. Good for you. It's not easy to find the thing you love in this life, but this is low grade, man. Low grade. Some low grade chocolate. You ever eat low grade chocolate? Still chocolate, but it's low grade chocolate. Where you're like, where would you get low grade chocolate? Gelt? Gelt can be low grade chocolate. You know Gelt, Mike? Yeah, the coins. And by the way, Shana Tova to all my friends. All the people, all the chosen people out there, my friends. Shana Tova. Gelt can be low grade. Still chocolate. Malted balls? Yeah, those are disgusting. That's bad chocolate. First of all, I don't understand how the malt, that became a thing. The malted ball. Who knows? I don't know how that malt. And then they just dump some cheap chocolate on top of it. Not for me, man. So, how'd we get here? I don't know. I was listening to satellite radio. That's where. But yeah, I'm done with this. I'm done playing second fiddle here. I'm coming at all these guys. It's Larry the Cable Guy. You're going to talk into a mic. And step into the octagon, chump. You sleeveless clown. Maybe I got to do a character. Maybe that's what my problem is, right? Right? What if I just become like Reddit Rudy? Like, is that like a contemporary? What would be like a good contemporary character I can do? No, hi, everybody. It's me, Reddit Rudy. Going to go to a subreddit now called, and tell a joke just like, you know, I was driving the other day and I got cut off by someone wasn't looking. Subreddit, moron. I don't know. That's just as bad as Larry the Cable Guy. Sorry. What did we hear in the music? My, oh my, we heard three songs. Heard The Raining Sound. From their masterpiece, Too Much Guitar on In the Red. We heard Your Love is a Fine Thing. And before that, Sneak Peek. From the new Midnight Snacks album, Chew on This. We heard, Hey, I'm a Human. And that's on Pelican Powwow. Records at pelicanpowwow.com. Met Sarah from Pelican Powwow down at Goner Fest. Starting us off, Spray Paint. From their most recent album, Feel the Clamps. We heard Country Thumbs, Spray Paint from Texas. And that album is on Goner. They signed to Goner. Feel the Clamps on Goner Records. I believe it's goner-records.com. All music I heard at Goner Fest. Talk about it in a minute. But let me tell you, my friends, firstly and foremostly, I want to tell you all about two things. First thing, Squarespace. We all love Squarespace, right? We all love it. You want to build that website. You want to do that that thing that should put your word out there and get your dream out on the computer and shows everybody who you are and what you're all about. But you don't know how to do code or programming. You get thee to Squarespace. Squarespace. Makes it so simple. Simple and intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. The templates are award-winning. Beautiful customizable settings make it look great, all without a single plugin. And you get a free domain, a custom domain, if you sign up for a year. Free custom domain for a year. And the customer support. It's 24/7. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of the team is always online to assist you. So get that dream out there, my friends. Show the world who you are, whether it's a landing page or a beautiful gallery or professional blog or an online store. All of it's included in your Squarespace website plan. So you go for that free trial over to squarespace.com. Enter in best show, offer code best show to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, they want me to say set your website apart. But you know what I say. The real tagline is Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. And time. Time. It's important to tell time, right? You gotta tell time. You want to watch. You want to look cool. But watches can be so expensive. They can be so expensive. And that's why this company, Movement Watches, was started by two broke college kids who wanted a stylish watch, but they couldn't afford some $500 watch. So what they did is they started their own watch company. And they made these Movement watches. They start at just $95. Again, you go to a department store, you're looking at $400, $500 for one of these watches. And it's a nice watch. I have one right here. It's so beautiful. The packaging is outstanding. It would make an amazing gift. Movement watches. These are really, really amazing. I was showing Mike the watch before. He asked if he can have it. I said no. Then he said, please. I said, no. I said, Mike, go over to mvmtwatches.com/best show. And then he said, go where? I said, mvmtwatches.com/best show. And I said, Mike, you go over there, you'll realize that they've got over 500, they've got classic designs, quality construction, styled minimalism in all of the Movement watches. And they've sold over 500,000 watches in over 160 countries to date, providing top quality watches at the best possible price. And because they sell them online, they cut out the middleman. So you get the best of both worlds. MVMTwatches.com/best show. And get 15% off with free shipping and free returns. And I'm telling you, this watch is very nice. I'm not big on watches, but I tell you, I'm getting into watches now. Thanks to MVMT Movement. They say join the movement. I say to you, join the movement. But I also say, Movement Watches. Tell some time, brah. That'll catch on. Best show.
Hey, Tom, Bob Avalanche, how are you?
Oh, it's Avalanche Bob. My goodness. How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, but you asked me to write a song about Mike.
Yeah, I did. I asked you to write a song about Mike. And let me just say who this guy is, for people who aren't sure. This guy, I'm explaining who you are to the listeners. This guy calls. He's a regular caller. He's a musician. His name's Avalanche Bob. He's been at it for a while now, for years. He was there at the beginning of, literally at the beginning of rock and roll. And he's here today, still standing, making his special brand of, what is it now called, the music you do?
Snowboarding yodel punk rock and roll.
Snowboarding yodel punk rock and roll. And now, I said to Avalanche Bob last week, I challenge you to write a song about AP Mike. And were you able to do it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to get to hear this?
If you want to hear it, Tom, I'll be glad to do it for you.
I want to hear this. You ready, Mike?
Okay, here we go.
You ready
Let's
for this, Mike?
Let's go, get it on, yeah. Hey, AP Mike Bang Bang Digga 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 .com, yeah. AP Mike Bang Bang Can Digga 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 .com, yeah. AP Mike Comma 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 .com, yeah. Oh, come on, can't strong. AP Comma Mom Long, yeah. AP Mike Digga Bucka Digga Do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Help go. AP Mike, AP Mike got Mike doing it right with his cord light. Tom's right there, ready to go. It's time for a best show. He's got a cowboy hat looking so fine. They're ready for the best show ride. So look out, people ready to go. It's time to ride the best show, yeah. Rock a dick a punk a dick. AP Mike, yeah. AP Mike. Ride, cowboy, ride. AP Mike, dick a block a dick a dick a yeah, yeah. AP Mike, I'm all right, yeah. AP Mike, dick a dick a dick a dick a dick a dick a AP Mike rocks, AP Mike go. Hey, Tom's right there, we're the best show, yeah. Rock a needle, punk a bone, lady, yo, yo. It's time for Mike and Tom, the best show. Tom?
That is a great song.
You asked me to do it, man, I did.
I love it. I love that song. That's nice. Mike, did you like that?
It's for Mike, your friend Mike. I mean, cowboy man, cowboy Mike.
Is that a nice tribute to you, Mike? You got it. You did get a lot of details in there about Mike.
Did he like it?
He did like it.
Good.
Okay,
Tom. Exciting things coming up. Got our album coming out. Very big. Things are really going. I hope to do a Halloween show at my friend's bar here. I'll let you know. We got a definite Christmas show coming up, and things are really going great. And thanks for all your help, Tom.
Of course.
I mean, you are the great.
Listen,
if you get a chance, I'm an idea man, too. I've got an idea for a new kind of TV game show, an idea for, I've got all kinds of ideas. So if you get a chance, you know, I could get in touch with some way and tell you about these things.
With the ideas? Sure. Shoot me an email.
How could I do that? Outside the show.
Just send me an email to bestshow4life@yahoo.com.
Oh, great.
All right.
Oh, listen, Tom. Yeah, because we got a thing. We're starting Snow Power Productions. It's going to be everything, Tom.
Snow Power Productions. Now, look, I might send Mike down. Would you be willing to receive Mike as a guest to one of your upcoming shows?
Of course.
Now, Mike, I'm probably going to send you to go check out Avalanche Bob in concert. Is that something you'd do?
In fact, maybe you come over and listen to us making the album.
Yeah, maybe you can even get him on the album, right?
Hey, possibly.
Get him on that AP Mike song. If you put that on the album, get him on that.
Hey, maybe.
I don't see. Now you're getting, you don't want it. You don't want
I
him
don't
on
think
it.
I'm a very I love final album.
Steps
but
on.
We've got great things.
Yeah.
Got great things on that album.
I love
song.
It. I
so
love
listen,
this.
Thank you so
of
much.
Of course. You have a great night, Avalanche Bob.
You too, my man.
Bye.
You're the best.
Oh, bye. Just a mirror. Just a mirror, Avalanche Bob. I love this. Avalanche Bob. Saying, come do this, come do that. We got a thing. He wants me to pitch me a game show. He wants a Halloween party at a bar or whatever he's saying. Then I mentioned the idea of getting Mike on his record. Suddenly he tightens up. Suddenly he had a little less interest. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. So, suddenly got the royal freeze out from Avalanche Bob. He's saying, I'll do this, I'll do that, we got this. What if I send Mike down? Yeah, send Mike down. Maybe Mike could be on the record. I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk. Yeah, he didn't want Mike anywhere near that thing, near his album. Well, Mike, you don't let him on your next thing. Don't let him on your, you stick up for yourself. Don't let him on Michael Perry 2, the sequel. And you know what I heard in there was apmike.bandcamp.com, which is Mike's website. It's where he's selling his Masses shirts. Masses is the bar Mike Ten's bar at Masses occasionally. Bayonne, out in beautiful Bayonne. Someone else is from Bayonne. I heard someone else. Who else was it, Mike? No, not Chuck Wepner. Not Frank Langella. Not Sandra D. Didn't someone mention it last week? Barney Frank, that's right. Barney Frank and George R.R. Martin and the guy from the Pepsodent commercial. The Three Titans. Polygrip. Yeah, and Mike booked his guest last week. This photographer. It was very interesting. What was his name again? Jim Murphy. We retweeted some of his pictures. And Mike brought a photographer onto a radio show. What's next? Mike is very excited. He's going to bring a mime in next week. He's going to bring a mime in, and then he wants me to do an interview with a cat next, with an actual cat. Mike, come on. It's radio, Mike. You're killing me. It's radio. Ain't no pictures on it. Look, he was super interesting. I don't know. This Mike, his head's not in it. I might have to can him to make an example for the other two guys out there. They realize Mike gets canned. Anyone can get canned, right? If Mike's out on the street, anyone can go on the show. It's like when you get sent to prison and you punch out the big guy, right? You know when you get sent to prison and the biggest person in the yard, you just punch him out? That's what that'll be for Dudio and for Pat. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Lynn from Ithaca.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Doing all right. What's going on up in Ithaca tonight? How's the weather?
That show to Wednesday because AD Mike had to be at the vice presidential debate to debate McCain.
Did I move it because of what now? Because of the VP debate? No,
AD Mike had to be at the vice presidential debate to debate Tim Kaine.
Oh, so you're saying Mike looks like Pence? Does he? You know, he doesn't look like Pence.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike's a good-looking guy. Pence is not, but Pence looks like a. He's not good. Mike's like an everyman. Pence is not.
I'm sorry, this is a funny impression I had.
No, he doesn't. Mike, I'm going to stick up for Mike on this one. Mike doesn't look like Pence, right, Mike? You don't look like Pence.
No, it's not. It was the contrast that I think made it work. It was just him being there. I've never actually seen them in the same room together. It's not entirely clear.
So, because you never saw, but you've never seen Mike in a room with anyone. So Mike could be anyone then, right?
Could be anyone.
Mike could be Robin Wright Penn. You've never seen them in the same room together.
Oh my God!
Right?
What?
Mike?
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say this: Mike is all right in my book. He's all right. He's just all right. He's like Jesus. Jesus is just all right by me. Right? AP Mike is just all right by me. He's all right. Mike's all right. Sure, he brought a photographer in last week. And look, it was great. It was a great guest. I had a great time with him. I'm just giving Mike the business. Look, this is what I got to get if I mention apmike.bandcamp.com. I got to give him the business a little bit. Is this burning you up, Mike? Not at all. Not at all. He's playing it cool. He just knows now. This is if I was to look inside Mike's head, this is what he says. Just keep mentioning my effing website, stupid. I don't care what you say about me. As long as you follow it with apmike.bandcamp.com, I don't care what the F you say about me. So how's the weather up in Ithaca? Is it cold yet? Is it getting colder?
It's very sunny this week, but it's going to get colder this weekend.
You can feel it coming, right?
Yeah, rain. Mm-hmm.
How much snow do you get up there? How much snow do you get in Ithaca?
Oh, God. Well, it's honestly the least snow I've ever got in my life, given that I started out in Russia, then went to Cleveland, and then moved to Ithaca.
Mm-hmm. So Russia to Cleveland to Ithaca.
Now, so all in all,
you're,
I would say it's...
You're heading toward Miami next at this rate.
I think so.
Now, did you know... One thing, you grew up in Russia and then moved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at 10.
And how old were you in Russia, if you don't mind me asking?
10.
You were 10. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you went to Cleveland from there.
Yep.
Well, that's a nice pathway. Did you know, one thing? I'm not sure if mm-hmm. you had heard, but, in Russia, did you know that TV watches you?
Well, you see, it took me like my whole life to figure out that it was the reverse in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just used to that. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's how it was for everybody. So when I moved here when I was 10, I would like turn on Nickelodeon and, you know, there would just be this Nick Jr. face thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be staring at me. And I'm like, what?
Now, are you aware that in space, no one can hear you scream? In Russia, you are gagged when you scream. These are the jokes of Yakov Smirnov, by the way. I should just say. These are Yakov Smirnov jokes. In Russia...
I love the story about him putting on the radio once and hearing some kind of KGB call sign and crashing his car, I think. It sounds really... I don't know, it just sounds like... I remember hearing that story, it just sounds like such a flash of intensity.
I would love to be listening to those to the numbers stations, the things, and I hear Yakov Smirnov giving out... giving
out codes,
right?
Oh, yeah. A couple of years ago, I actually wrote a love song to a number station.
And for people who don't know, these number stations are these things that are like little spy things set up. Listen to this Yakov Smirnov joke. I like American women. They do things Russian women never dream of doing, like showering. What? Who makes a joke like that? Like
I literally just showered.
Come on, Yakov.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, there's a reason why you... I don't know.
Dregs.
Go ahead. You're just saying that?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, you know, the... No, I think I got cut off there. I'm just saying the dregs, you know?
Yes, he is the dregs. But you know what? All in all... He's just another brick in the wall. Yakov Smirnov. Hey! Yakov! Leave those kids alone.
I actually used to listen to that album before I knew English. That was like the one rock album. That was just like the one English language album I had as a child.
The Wall?
Yeah.
Well... That's a good one.
He used to be very beautiful. I don't know. I mean, like, English is just such a weird language, but
yes.
There's such, like, a feather beauty to it.
It's very tricky. It's very kind of, like, cobbled together, right? Is that
mm-hmm.
fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's, like, Icelandic, got really, it's like Icelandic got really desiccated, mm-hmm. and then decided to go to, you know, just pile on some sauces and, yeah.
All right, I got all the lines lit up.
Yep.
Thank you for the call.
Have a good night, Tom.
You have a great night, and stay warm as it gets colder.
Thank you so much.
Stay warm. Go get a nice hoodie.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
Ciao, Jessica.
I'll say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Eric. I'm in Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida, home of the Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater.
I know we got Metallica's bassist here.
But you've got the Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You ever go there?
No, never.
You never saw Burt Reynolds do Romeo and Juliet?
My parents were invited to a Christmas party of his and didn't go. I can't believe it.
What light from yon window breaks? Right? Did you do that? No?
I'd love to see it.
I would love to see Burt Reynolds do just about anything.
I went to film school in Tallahassee, and I don't even think he went to Florida State, but we were shooting at a big ranch house, and often we'd go to set at 6 a.m., and we set up craft in the guy's kitchen, and I turned on the lights in the living room, mm-hmm. and I looked up, and I saw somebody, and I got a little spooked. I said, oh, sorry, hi, and then the person didn't move, and I looked a little bit longer and realized it was a wax sculpture of Burt Reynolds.
What if it moved, though, at the last second?
Well, I proceeded to scare everybody that I could, Tom.
Now, what era Burt Reynolds are we looking at here? Are we looking at White Lightning Burt Reynolds? Are we looking at Smokey and the Bandit? Stroker Ace? What are we looking at?
I wouldn't know, because I've only seen the dark one. What's the best?
Sharky's Machine?
No, Deliverance is the only one I've seen, but he had a cowboy hat on, so whatever movie he might have been wearing a cowboy hat in.
Yeah, I don't think he wore one in Deliverance. I don't think he wore a cowboy hat in Deliverance, did he?
No, I don't think so either.
So it wasn't that. What was it?
I don't know.
It might have been half Smokey and the Bandit. How do you know it's Deliverance, then? You just thought it was Burt Reynolds.
No, I said that's the only one I've seen, so I know it's not Deliverance.
So it's okay. It was probably Smokey and the Bandit, because he wore a cowboy hat in that.
I thought it was pretty awkward that a friend of his had a full wax sculpture of him, but then I found out later that he took it off of Burt Reynolds' hands because he was too embarrassed to have it himself.
But he could just melt it. He could just stick a wick in his head. Right? What if he should have just gotten a giant wick, stuck it in his head, had a giant Burt Reynolds candle.
Oh, that'd be useful for the hurricane that's about to hit.
Well, yeah, be safe.
Yeah, we're all boarded up.
Are you worried?
We're on the water, though.
Is there a chance that Burt Reynolds wax figure might get hit by lightning and come to life? No? All right, thanks for the call, buddy. Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Aaron from Cleveland.
Welcome!
I'm well rested tonight, so
good.
You know, I'm trying to avoid falling asleep on air with you.
Yeah, that was. Look, I thought it was a charming moment. You fell asleep.
It was.
On hold.
I did. I listened back to it. I was pretty pleased. I appreciated the little weird feedback loop that occurred through it, too. That was actually pretty great.
Look, you might need to get a ZPAP machine or whatever that's called, a CPAP machine.
No, I don't know. I think I'm okay. I wasn't throwing that loud. The phone was, like, on my chest.
Okay.
And I fell asleep, so, yeah, that's probably more of what you were hearing than, it wasn't, like, just, like, echoing across the room.
So what's going on in Cleveland? What's up?
Not much. Shout out to Jessica from Ithaca. I didn't realize that she used to be from Cleveland as well, but, hey, not a whole lot. I've been working way too much and at like the grocery store and deli and stuff. And I've been working 7 days a week lately.
Okay.
And the last 2 days are...
Well, it's not, and it's also, it's not like you're working a job that requires you to, like, be alert or anything. You're just working a meat slicer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only, well, okay, I guess that's misleading. I work 5 days a week there, and then I work at another job, like, the other 2 days a week that I'm not on. But, yeah, the last 2 days are, like, if there's someone working on the roof, and I guess our, like, satellite antenna for our store Muzak or whatever has been out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been stuck in this I don't know, like 5 or 6 song cycle that it just plays like the same 5 or 6 songs all day, every day. So I've heard Uncle Cracker's cover of Drift Away probably like, I don't know, like 20 or 30 times in the last like 2 or 3 days.
That would be torture to me. You know what's a good thing we can talk about tonight is... those songs that you never need to hear ever again, right?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
So now you never need to hear Drift Away ever again, especially Uncle Cracker's version of it.
Yeah.
Give me the beat, boy, to save my soul. That song? I want to feel
Give me the Beach Boys and De La Soul.
Give me the Beach Boys and De La Soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll. Is that what he says in it? That's
no,
not what
Uncle
Cracker says.
We did see something posted on our like bulletin board today too that said that they won't be able to fix the antenna until the roof is fixed, which is going to take 6 weeks.
Then just shut the music off.
Not allowed. They try, but they're not allowed. We keep yelling at our managers to shut the music off, and it's
hook something
it's just
else
driving
up.
Us crazy.
Hook up a satellite radio to it and just play one of those Muzak stations on that.
I know. I want them to just play, like, Selected Ambient Works, like, all day and just...
Yeah, that's probably...
Really, true. Really zone out, but...
You're looking...
kind of a...
Yeah, you're looking for... Right? Like, some kind of, like, drone-y thing. No. What do you think? You're going to hear... You think you're gonna get Brian Eno and Robert Fripp suddenly? No pussyfooting. You think you're gonna get in the grocery store?
Oh God, that'd be amazing.
Although I was eating in a restaurant, a chain restaurant, and I heard, "Oh no, they said he's got to go." Well, thank Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. They played it in a restaurant.
Oh, that rules. I want to get, on one hand, I have like a psychic cross, like psychic TV tattoo on one of my knuckles.
Okay.
And on the other knuckle, I want to get the Blue Oyster Cult, like sigil. I really think it'd be amazing. Blue Oyster Cult's like a big thing out there in like Jersey and like the outer boroughs
from Long
of New York.
Well,
isn't
they
it?
Were from Long Island, so they have some sort of presence out here.
I found out you can book them for only like $2,000 apparently, and I'm like really tempted all the time.
You're putting me on.
No, I found out that it's like $2,000 to book Blue Oyster Cult. And then probably travel and stuff, like, and it probably wouldn't be for a one-off, but like, I think their guarantee is something like absurdly low for a band that like...
But for
Blue Oyster Cult.
Why don't I just get them to play like a best show party or something? We could all throw in and end up with $2,000, right?
I mean, yeah, you raised $800 to go see a Seth Rogen movie. I'm sure you could get
$1,300.
Oh my God, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's don't worry. I'm the one who's you know who's not sorry. The people from the food bank that got that money.
That is very nice. That's
I gave
wonderful.
All that money to the food bank, and then I put $500 of my own money in. And I did that. I donated it a couple weeks ago, and when I talked to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, which is a really great food bank, I talked to them, and they were like, well, is it coming from a business? I'm like, well, it's from a radio show. They're like, okay, well, can you do us a favor and write a letter that just explains the donation. So I proceeded to write a letter to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey explaining how I can't watch sausage party and how nauseating talking food is to me, and that the listeners of my show donated all this money, and then I'm donating my own money along with it. So I'm sure they got that letter and they were just like, yeah, deposit these checks right away. This seems like these might not go through.
Yeah, definitely.
But they did.
That's awesome. Hey, would you mind doing me a favor? Because since it's my birthday this weekend, would I be allowed to shout out on the air this like benefit event that me and my friends are doing in Cleveland at the end of the month?
I'm not going to do it just because it's your birthday. I'll do it just because it's a thing, because it's you. Doesn't have to do it just for your birthday. What are the details on this?
Well, on the 28th, it's at Now That's Class in Cleveland, a.k.a. the best bar in America. It's in the basement because millions of dead cops are playing upstairs. But it's in the basement, and it's a DJ that's like disco, electro, like old Detroit techno sort of stuff like that. And we're showing all like old Italian horror movies and stuff with like Dayglo blood splatter all over the walls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $7 at the door, I believe. And all the money goes to the Ohio chapter of Books to Prisoners. We're 50-50, like, donating half the proceeds, everything that comes through the door to the Ohio Books to Prisoners Prisoner Outreach Group.
Okay.
And the other half is going to be donated to the International Anti-Fascist Defense Fund. So that's Friday night, October 28th at 9 p.m.
All right. Email me that info so I can read it.
Will do. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay.
You have a great night and have an early happy birthday. And
thanks,
send me
Tom.
That info.
That means a lot.
Okay, take care.
It's really made my day a lot better.
Well, I'm glad I could help. Watch those fingers tomorrow.
I will do.
The slicer. All right, bye.
All right.
I tell you, I'm looking in Mike's head right now, and this is what he's saying. I don't give a flying bleep whatever you say about me, Tom. As long as you say apmike.bandcamp.com, I'll take it all. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Toronto Sex Wharf Alex.
Oh, my goodness. Toronto's Sex Dwarf Alex. Now, for people who don't know, the origin of this guy is very interesting. He was a young man. Hold on, let me finish. He was breaking up with someone, and he coordinated it with the restaurant that he chose to do this, and he made sure the song Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell was playing in the background, which for him, he got some weird, he got his jollies from that, I guess is what we say. Is that how you put it? And the song Sex Dwarf is a creepy song, one of the creepiest. Sex Dwarf, isn't it nice? So, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, well. Nice night in Toronto.
Okay.
We're enjoying the afterglow of sports victory.
So the Toronto Blue Jays won the game?
Yeah, we won the wild card spot.
What do you play? What do you play, left field?
All right. The Toronto Blue Jays won against the Baltimore Orioles last night, yes.
They won.
They won.
So, what does that mean? They go to the next round now?
Yeah, so now
you guys are going to where now to play who?
We're going to play Texas.
Okay, you're going to play Texas. And what's your approach to batting against, the Rangers pitching? Toronto Sex Dwarf. Is that your walk-up music? Is that when you walk up to the plate with Sex Dwarf playing? We got
one of the guys on the team uses the Game of Thrones theme song as his walk-on music.
Batting fifth, left field, Toronto's Sex Dwarf Alex. I wonder if you know that the organist for the Boston Red Sox.
He's a fan of the show.
He is a fan of the show. Josh Cantor, yes. And he, I wonder if he would ever play Sex Dwarf at a Red Sox game. I hope he would not.
Maybe I could get in touch with him next time I go to Boston. We can set it up.
Sure. The next time you go to Boston. You see you get across, go through customs. How long does that take? Right?
It depends on who's working.
It depends on who's working?
Yeah.
So, and now the Mets are playing tonight, right?
I think so, yes.
Hey, Mike?
The Mets in San Francisco?
What's going on with your Mets game, Mike? And what do you, so if the Mets win this, they go to the playoffs? So it's one game.
You or die.
Nice cursing out there, guys. I heard that. Tighten it up, Dudio. Tighten it up. Well, this is not one of these LA podcasts. I heard it's Wednesday. You curse on Wednesdays? I tell you, man. Toronto Sex Dwarf Files, what would you think about coming down here and you could do what one of these guys does?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. What do they do?
They do a lot, but I'm not saying you can't do it, is what I'm saying. I'm not going to say they do nothing because they do plenty. But they, it's just the personal side of things. It's Mike. I think Mike sets the tone. And now these other guys follow. They follow Mike's lead. You know what he was doing? He was complaining to me that his Tamagotchi died. He's kept that thing alive for so long. He's like, my Tamagotchi died. He's doing so well. Now he's dead. And he wanted me to go to like a ceremony to honor his Tamagotchi.
Did he tell you what he was going to do at the ceremony?
This is where he wanted the ceremony to be. He wanted it to be at the baseball, at Citi Field. He wanted me to buy, he basically wanted me to buy Mets tickets. Now do you think that, is the stadium like half full tonight, Mike? The way Mets fans are? Right? Are they already walking to the parking lot? It's 0-0.
So, if you didn't really follow the game last night, which is totally fair, I don't know why you would, but something pretty funny happened. Maybe not funny, more awful, but I don't know if you heard about it at all.
With Bat Flip Man? What happened to Bat Flip Man?
No, he didn't do it. He hit a home run.
Here
comes
the Bat Flipper. Do you sing, is that the song you guys sing for him? Right?
What song?
You know that song. Here come the hot stepper. You know that song? You should do. Here comes the bat flipper. He's flipping the bat again. Right? And what's his name? What's his name?
Jose Bautista.
You could do like, here come the bat flipper, Bautista. Right? He hit another homer, Bautista. I just wrote a song for you. Could be a huge novelty hit up there in Toronto.
I'm taking notes.
I heard that one terrible song that Drake did. Didn't he do like some song about liking the Raptors or something?
I didn't know about that, actually. That's, I mean, it's possible. He is
He never makes.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I never rooted against the Raptors until he was acting like he was on the Raptors. Just like he was like you. He said we. He was like saying we.
Yeah.
It's like yeah.
We gotta do it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, are you guarding LeBron tonight, Drake? You're gonna shut him down. So what happened in the game last night that was so funny, by baseball standards?
Like I said, I don't know, but I think a lot of people would say it was not funny, but it was just more, it was worth remarking about. I don't know. It's a notable thing happened, which is our very classy, fans who have a long history of dealing with very successful sports teams, during, I think, the seventh inning, while one of the Orioles was running, fielding to try to catch, almost kind of like at the wall shot, somebody threw a beer can at him right as he was trying to catch the ball. And it just missed his head by like basically 6 inches, and he managed to just catch the ball. But, you know, immediately everything kind of went in. Thankfully, nobody else, you know, it didn't suddenly become like a barrage of garbage.
So one of your trash fans threw a beer can at a player.
Yes.
They should have forfeited the game right then.
Yeah, well, it was should have said the Orioles win. You know, all of us who were watching the game, because we were not playing, were all like, oh, that guy should be ejected and charged. And, you know,
no,
we all
agreed. They should have said that, or they should have given the game to the Orioles at that point. They should have said the Orioles win this game 100-0. And so, the Blue Jays lose. They start the next season 0-10.
So the crazy thing is, though, that they somehow, even though they have, like, security everywhere and everything, the person who threw the beer can wasn't caught. Like, none of the fans stopped him or her, stopped them. Mm-hmm. And the police showed up to try to figure out what happened, and they couldn't figure it out. And so today everyone was sorting through footage of the game, trying to figure out if they could pinpoint who the person was, as if they were like deconstructing the JFK assassination.
Yeah, they're really looking. I'm sure they're really going so deep into that investigation to catch.
There were
the person.
So many diagrams. I'll send you some.
Yeah, the person. They're really, really going to work hard to catch the person who whipped a beer at the Orioles.
You mean the police or everyone else?
Nobody cares. who? What happened? Nobody cares. Look. So you're playing the Rangers now.
Yeah.
You make it hard to root for Toronto sports teams, Toronto Sex Dwarf Alex.
Like, you as in Toronto or you as in me specifically?
You. No, you as a human. You, Toronto Sex Dwarf Alex, make it hard for me and, by association, Americans to support the Toronto sports world.
What could I do something to improve the situation?
What are the celebrities who show up at Blue Jays games?
Getty Lee, I think he's a regular.
Who's at these things? Mike Myers, is he there?
Mike Myers was a big Maple Leafs fan. I don't know if he cares about the Blue Jays so much.
So Getty Lee was at the baseball game last night.
Oh, I don't know if he was there last night, but he does go pretty regularly. I don't know, but last night they didn't point anybody out.
And somebody's telling me they're at this Mets game and there's 11,000 people there. They're saying that the stadium is one-third full.
I mean, we had 49,000 there last night.
Because one of the Mets struck out and the Mets fans left. And now Andy Kindler is on Twitter. He's going. He's doing a thing. It's like he's giving scores. What are you, Vin Scully Jr. here with these scores? And this Vin Scully. Can I say this? I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion. Anytime I heard a baseball game that guy called, I had to fight to keep my eyes open. That might be the most boring broadcaster in the history of speaking. Am I wrong on that, Mike? He's boring. So boring. Oh, he paints a picture. Yeah. Hey, paints a picture of a clogged toilet. That's what it sounds like. It's like I can't listen to this guy. It brings back the yesteryear. Really? Yeah. You know what else is in polio is from yesteryear also. We want that back? No.
Smallpox.
Or smallpox. What would make you slide my things sideways by saying smallpox?
I'm just trying
what
to.
What make you do
it,
that?
Not trying to push it out of the way.
Oh, you're bumming me out tonight, bro.
I
love you. Tonight you're making my skin crawl. No offense. And I mean, is that harsh to say that? That you're making my skin crawl.
I mean, if it was somebody else, maybe, but because it's me, I understand.
Speaking of yesteryear, let me read this. I'm reading this book on Bob Hope, a biography of Bob Hope. Sure. A 550-page biography of Bob Hope? Why not?
What's it called?
Hope. So I'm reading this thing. And do I like Bob Hope? No. How many of his movies have I seen? Man, parts of a few. Do I think they're funny? Definitely not. Do I admire him? Man, not really. Is he entertaining? Do I think he's funny? Nope. But here's this thing in this book. Listen to this. This is from when Bob Hope and Bing Crosby were doing their thing. Many in Bob Hope's entourage did not like Bing Crosby, finding him cold and standoffish. Hope, though hard to get close to, at least had a superficial bonhomie. Is that the word, Mike? What's that mean? Okay, yeah. Crosby kept his difference from all but the closest friends. Bing was a cold tomato, said Sherwood Schwartz, who is, by the way, the creator of Gilligan's Island and the Brady Bunch, who wrote jokes for Bob Hope. He was aloof. Bob was friendly. He'd say hello to everybody. I saw many people come up and put an arm around Bob and say, "How you doing?" I never saw anyone touch Bing. Once, when they were leaving their hotel in New York City after an appearance together to promote Road to Singapore, one of these road movies they did. Can you imagine watching one of these road movies where these guys are hamming it up and making references to the fact that it's a movie? Like people, oh, it's pioneering. Yeah, good. Let it pioneer. I'll take the people driving 80 miles an hour on the finished road, not the people who to cut down the weeds to make the road. Crosby saw Hope stuffing some fan mail into a pillowcase. "What the hell are you doing that for?" Crosby asked. Hope said he was taking the letters back home so that his secretary could answer them. "I'll show you what I do with my fan mail," said Crosby. He felt through some envelopes, found a quarter in one that had been enclosed by a fan for postage and photos, pocketed the change, and tossed the letter into the wastebasket. So that's a fun look at Bing Crosby, but this is what I want to talk about for the rest of the show. These two things. What are the songs you never need to hear again? And can we figure out this joke? Let's see here. Bob was a high school dropout who read little but the sports pages and the show business trades. Bing was a bigger star, and Hope envied his clout and business savvy. Bob wanted to be everything that Bing had and more, said Hal Cantor, who was a writer for Crosby before Hope hired him away. They ribbed each other like brothers. Crosby joked about Hope's nose and his stinginess. Hope made cracks about Crosby's broad hips and slow racehorses. His broad hip, okay. But the jokes could touch a nerve. Now here's the joke. I cannot think of what this joke could be. And anyone listening who can help me figure out what this joke could be, I want to hear it. Crosby, once when Hope was a guest on Crosby's radio show, Crosby's writer Bill Morrow, who got perverse enjoyment out of mocking Hope, I think your ride's there, wrote some jokes about Hope breaking out of his cage on the plane and being fixed up on a blind date with an ape from the zoo. Hope thought it was too insulting, and he exploded. "It's the only time I ever saw Bob get really mad," said Cantor. He threw down the script. "What are you doing to me?" Crosby had to calm him down and tell Morrow to cool it. Now, I would like anyone to help me figure out what on earth a joke could be where the point of the joke is that Bob Hope was on a plane and broke out of his cage on the plane and was being fixed up on a blind date with an ape from the zoo. I would like to know how that can exist in joke form. Anyone? 201-332-3484. So what else is going on with you, bro?
Well, because it's October now, I, like many people, like to watch, try to watch scary movies before Halloween because it's fun.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched anything new in a while, and I was actually curious. I don't know if you even like horror movies very much, but I was wondering if you had a favorite or favorites.
Yeah, P2.
What's that?
P2. That's my favorite. That's my recommendation.
Okay.
P2. What's your recommendation?
You know,
you got anything back for me?
Have you ever seen Session 9?
No, I'm not watching that.
Well, I would recommend it.
It sounds like a creepy movie.
It's a little creepy. It's got David Caruso from CSI Miami, but it's actually good.
Yeah, well, check out P2. It's got Wes Bentley from American, what was it?
American Beauty?
Yeah.
The neighbor boy?
He was the neighbor boy. And he's also in P2! I've never seen P2. Now, what do you say, young man, when it's time to go?
Welcome. This is Toronto.
Best show. Hello?
Hi.
Hi,
this is Oscar from Chicago.
Oscar from Chicago. What's up, Oscar?
You were talking about songs that you don't want to hear anymore. Is that part of the topic?
Sure.
One of them, I would say a lot of them, is basically the whole discography of the Eagles.
All right, but you don't like the Eagles, obviously.
You know, it gets tiring easily.
But give me one song. Look, of course, I never want to hear another Eagles record again of any stripe.
How about Take It Easy?
Take It Easy. That's the one. Is that the one that gets under your skin the most?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I also will sing it to some of my friends just to annoy them even more.
You know, I think one of the worst lyrics I've ever heard is that Eagles song where it's like, it has that worst single on, and then you'll have to eat your lunch all by yourself. You know they thought that was clever?
It's not that clever at all.
No, it's not. You know a song I never want to hear again? Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. That song.
Oh, I'm guessing you heard it all the time.
Right? I can't help myself.
How about My Girl?
Yeah, I could go without hearing My Girl ever again. All right, thanks. You're driving me nuts. He's Wednesday next. Go ahead, best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Bob from New Orleans. I was talking to you this weekend in Memphis about the Beach Boys song, Be True to Your School. Like, I was calling before the the topic.
I know this
Like, I'm not trying to say this is a song that I never want to hear again.
So you never want to hear Be True to Your School again?
No, I'm not saying that. But, you know, remember when we were talking about that this weekend? Like, about how it's a horrible song.
Oh, and, I remember. Yeah.
Or, like, the lyrics are really violent, you know?
Yes, it's a stupid song, and it's weird about school pride in a very strange way.
Yeah, it's about, like, you know, he's, like, going around beating up people from different schools. Yeah, like, it's, it's weird, you know, how violent the lyrics are and kind of, and how pleasant the melody is.
Now, you're a rock dude, right, Rob?
Yeah, I played in Buck Buxy this weekend.
This guy is from multiple bands. Multiple bands.
Yeah.
He plays in Buck Biloxi and the Bleeps. Starts with the letter F.
Right.
That was great.
Thanks.
You're also, you are Giorgio Murderer. Is that you?
Uh-huh. That's me. That's right.
And you're also in Black ABBA.
Yeah, I play guitar.
Many
in that band also. I played drums in LS Dogs this weekend.
You're in a lot of great bands, buddy. In a lot of great bands.
Yeah.
This is a talented guy. This is a talented guy, Mike. Multiple bands. Very talented.
Thanks.
Did you have fun at Honor Fest in Memphis?
Yeah, it was awesome. My ears are still ringing. There's a high pitched, very loud tone in my right eardrum right now. That's keeping me company.
What's the best band you saw?
Oh man, I know Midnight Snacks.
Yeah, they're very good. Midnight Snacks. That's what we played earlier.
Pretty awesome.
Their new album, Midnight Snacks, and it's Snacks with three X's. We've got a record. Chew on this. Coming out.
My girlfriend Sarah is putting that record out.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I Googled Be True to Your School the other day because I was trying to find out if that was a Mike Love composition or not.
Yeah.
And the first Google result that I found, mm-hmm. or the first Google result that it showed me, was a YouTube video that was uploaded by a user named Blitzkrieg Town. And this user's user image is like some Nazi imagery. It's like a swastika with an eagle on it. And,
well, that's
you know,
nice.
And it's the very first video that this person uploaded. So this Nazi guy like created a YouTube account for the sole purpose of uploading Be True to Your School.
Yeah. Well, he might do it like, maybe he's working on a thing like, maybe he's like the hateful Weird Al. He's like, so be true to your race.
Well, I mean, it's not that far off. It's not. It's a pretty hateful song.
So be true to your race.
That was probably the original version.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So this Nazi guy is just like, okay, I'll upload the original one, and then I'm gonna get to work on Be True to Your Race, get my hateful Weird Al career going.
Well, yeah, I mean, it kind of upsets me because I've had like my YouTube videos pulled from YouTube for not, you know, being like up to their terms of service. It's not like they're just letting everything stay on YouTube, you know, but they let this like Nazi guy have a channel for 8 years or whatever.
You know when Bob Hope would entertain the troops and would do all that stuff, do you think there was like a Nazi equivalent to Bob Hope entertaining?
I don't know a lot about Bob Hope, but I thought like he was just some old racist white guy or something. Like,
I wonder if there was a Bob Hope, like a Nazi Bob Hope doing comedy for the Nazis.
Like their equivalent.
Yeah,
of Bob Hope.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like going from like base to base, and doing like jokes to make like the Nazi troops, to like bring them some laughter. I don't know. I wonder. What's a song you don't ever need to hear again? What's in a song you don't ever need to hear again?
I don't know.
You can do it.
Like, you know, what's that Led Zeppelin song where it's like, Gollum and the Eagle, you know?
That's called,
like, it's all about,
it's called Ramble On.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really? That one's bugging you that much? Ramble On.
Look,
there's a difference between a song
silly.
You think... It can be a song you think... It's not what song do you think sucks the most. It's what song do you never need to hear again. Like, do you...
Why wouldn't I want to not hear a song that sucks?
Do you hear that song? Because it can be a song that it's just overplayed so much that permeates your life and you didn't ask for it to. Like that song... Oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by. Ha, 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 ha. You know that song?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's by Trent.
I mean, maybe I've just successfully, like, shielded myself from
But that's the kind of song. That's the kind of song you hear when you go into a deli. You hear drive-by. I think it's by Train. Like...
Okay, I've never heard it.
And, like, is it one of the worst songs? Sure. I'm sure it's one of the worst songs ever. But it's not... It's so bad. Ugh. You're too much of a rock star.
Maybe there's still some, like, regional
music
or, like, regional, like, pumped-in music thing going on to where I haven't been said that, I guess. I don't know.
Look, you just keep rocking. That's what you do best. And
thanks,
Tom. Keep us posted. It was very nice meeting you and hanging out with you.
Nice.
Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Casper in Portland.
Casper?
Yeah.
What's up, Casper?
Oh, not much. I have a song for you.
What do you got? The song you don't want to hear ever hear again.
I never want to hear
what?
That song by The Heavy. Who do you are?
How you like me now? That song?
Yes, that's the one.
See, that's the... You get it. Because that's not a bad song if you heard it two times. Right?
Right, but every music supervisor in the world is just like, this fits.
It's like a scene. All right, we got a scene where they're walking into the... They're walking back into the school and they're cool now. So it's like, how you like me now? How you like me now? All right.
And it's just commercials.
Yeah.
Remember that commercial with those, like, kids' toys, like, that stole the car?
Yeah. I hear you. You get it, Casper. You get it. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Well, that's all.
Yeah, that is all. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
This is Kat from Raleigh.
Kat from Raleigh. What's going on, Kat?
It's weird because this is the first time I've called, but I'm not also listening because it's Wednesday and I was doing trivia the first hour.
You were doing trivia? Give me one of the trivia questions that worth asked and see if I can get it. Let me see what I can do. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, hold on. Who
Wilson Phillips.
Going-
Oh, that Pardon? You were. I thought you were starting. You said, hold on. And I guess it was, okay, go ahead. That's not it. Okay, go ahead.
Who is going to be doing a dive bar tour for her upcoming album?
Who is going to be doing a dive bar tour for her upcoming album? I'm going to say, I know Lady Gaga has an album coming out. And Mike just shouted Lady Gaga.
It's her.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Mike had the Lady Gaga. Was he trying to get her at masses? Yeah, that'll be... I can't wait. Mike's the... Look, I hope it happens. I'm going to get Lady Gaga at masses. That would be some sight. Right, Mike? I got shirts. Hey, Lady Gaga. This is a shirt. It's at apmike.bandcamp.com. But you don't have to buy one. I'll give you one. Okay, so what's another question, Kat, if you don't mind?
It's just that when you put me on the spot, it's hard to think of.
I know. I didn't say it would be easy. So the Mets are up 11-0. Wow, that's great. Big seventh inning for the Mets. Oh, they put 11 runs on the board.
Oh, this is one that I didn't get because I don't watch this show. I only got one part of it. It was a multi-part question. What are the three words that surround the Survivor logo?
Outlast. Outplay. Outhouse.
Outwit was the last one. We put outlive and outrun, so I made Survivor seem a whole lot more dramatic than it really is.
Yes. I came close, though, right?
Yeah, you got one more than I did.
So, enough of your trivia night, Kat. What's going on tonight?
I just wanted to check in. It's been a couple months, and I'm currently in the middle of writing my master's thesis, so I'm trying to keep from losing my head entirely.
You gotta try not to. You gotta keep your cool.
Mm.
Keep your cool. Hold it together.
Yep.
You can do it.
Thanks.
You
can
do it.
Not always the easiest for me, but I like that you give your vote of confidence.
I know you can do it.
Hmm. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Kat.
The weirdest thing happened to me on Twitter yesterday.
Hmm. What happened? See, what if I didn't ask what happened? What if I was just like, oh, that's interesting, and then I didn't say anything? Go ahead. What happened on Twitter yesterday, Kat?
So, last week I noticed there was a sponsored hashtag that, for unfortunate reasons, is very pertinent to my life. So I used it, and I gave like a very petty complaint. And I had unwittingly entered myself into a contest, and I won a drawing for a prepaid gift card for $100.
Well, that's exciting. Right?
Yeah. I'm going to use that money to go toward the adoption fee for a cat I'm going to get later in the month.
Well, Kat, that sounds like the perfect example of something going from stupid to awesome, because you will get a cat out of some dumb hashtag now.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Finish your work, and then you go celebrate with a cat.
That's what I intend to do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. And would you consider, don't just hear me out on this, Cat. Would you consider naming your cat apmike.bandcamp.com?
I've had a name in mind for years. Sorry.
Sorry, Mike. What is the name?
I want to get a black cat and name it Obsidian. Sid for short.
Sid. I like that. Short for Obsidian. Very classy. That's a classy cat name.
Yeah, I just love black cats.
What if you name your cat Human?
Filming? What's that?
No, Human.
Oh, Human?
Yeah.
Oh, to be a reverse of my name?
Yeah, because you're a human That's... named Cat, and then you'll have a cat named Human.
Oh, geez.
I think you have to do that. I think that overrides Obsidian, Cat. Just think about it. Your cat's name is Human, and your name, you as a human, are named Cat. This is a done deal. I'm sorry.
I can't.
I'm pushing
I'm
this
sorry
through.
That it never had crossed my mind
I'm
before.
Pushing this through.
I guess okay.
You have no choice but to name your cat Human.
Is there one thing, so I don't take up too much of your time, is there one thing I can ask you that I've been burning to ask you before I go, totally unrelated to what we were talking about earlier?
What's that?
What do I have to sacrifice to the TV gods to get you to do a guest voice on BoJack Horseman?
I don't know. You let them hire me to do it. Nobody, they don't want me. They don't want me, Kat. They don't want me. Bob's Burgers don't want me. BoJack Horseman, they don't want me. Look, I'm on Steven Universe. It's better than all of them. I did the two best things, Steven Universe and The Simpsons. I don't need no Bob's Burgers now. BoJack Horseman.
Nobody recognizes my Guitar Dad Teaches You Guitar shirt when I wear it out in public.
You're hanging out with the wrong people then.
Mm.
All right, Kat. You keep going with the work. You
okay,
can do it.
Okay, thank you.
I will talk to you soon.
All right, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. To whom am I speaking?
This is Nolan in Arizona.
Nolan in Arizona. What's up?
Well, I had one for the song.
What do you got?
Well, it's not me, but it's my dad. It's not really a song that's been overplayed, I don't think. But
it's not
the,
me, it's my dad. What is that, a Guided by Voices song?
No, it's a song that I know that my dad will not listen to.
It's not me, it's my dad.
It's
go
pretty
ahead.
Good.
No, what? Go ahead. What is the song your dad don't want to hear?
Well, when I was a kid, my parents split up, and so he ended up moving to California, mm-hmm. and he would drive and pick me up all the time. Mm-hmm. And I guess when I was real little,
and what would
he
play
had
that song? California, here I
go. Oh, he loved
that song,
right?
Phantom Planet, is that the song your dad would play?
Oh, he'd love that.
Or would he play, I Was Born and Raised in Southern California by Wax?
Oh, I don't think he would know that.
Whose follow-up video was directed by, if you can name this, who co-directed Wax's follow-up video to the Spike Jonze-directed Southern California. If you can name who co-directed it, oh, my, I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, I'm going to disappoint you here. I don't know. I don't know any. I'm not very good with music stuff.
If anyone can name it, who directed the follow-up video to the band Wax's Southern California? A guest on this show, a frequent guest and friend of this show, and friend of me in real life. Nobody can name.
Maybe Walliner?
No, it's not Jason Walliner.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not very good with music.
All right, go ahead. Well, so what's the song? Tell me about this song.
Well, I made him play whatever cassette the P-52 song Love Shack is on,
mm-hmm.
like just over and over the entire drive there. And I was so young, I didn't know what it was about, but I didn't even know that I did that until we went bowling once, and that song kept coming on, and he would just go out for a smoke break every time it came on because he hated it that much.
Because he hated Love Shack.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, or Dudio, or Mike, could someone bring me a Snapple, please? My throat is parched. This is going to be a test to see who brings it in. This is like Chocolate Factory stuff right now.
Can I guess?
This is like, you guess who brings it in. Guess.
I'm guessing Pat.
Oh, it's Pat. And he brings two different ones for me to choose. See? Thank you, Pat. Pat gets it. Mike, you can pry Mike off that chair. You couldn't pry my Mike plops himself down on that chair. The only thing that would get him off that chair would be if I said apmike.bandcamp.com. If I told him to do a backflip, and I'll say it three times in a row, like Candyman, he'd do it. Or Rumpelstiltskin. Nobody can guess who co-directed that video. Very interesting. So, young man, you don't like that song, Love Shack, or your dad didn't like it.
Nope. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I gotta say, that's not one of my favorite songs.
It's a weird song.
Yeah, it is. It's weird and not weird at the same time. So, thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, so I went to... Yes, a couple people got it. Rob Wesley. You know him as East Wes on Twitter. One of the funniest guys out there doing his thing. He got it. And so did rock star Perry Schall from Hound. Jake Fogelnest directed the video. Co-directed. The video for, I believe the song is called Who's That Man? I think is something like that. So anyway, last week, I go to Memphis to see Gonerfest. Now, what you may ask is Gonerfest? Well, there's a record label called Goner Records. It's been around for a long time. They put out some really awesome records for so many years. And they've been doing this thing called Gonerfest in Memphis. This is the 13th Gonerfest. And it's like 4 days of music. Non-stop, man. Non-stop. So basically, get there Thursday. They have an opening ceremony at this gazebo in the center of town. Hey, they have a gazebo at the center of town. Knots were playing it, and Knots are so good. Knots are so great. They played the gazebo. And at the gazebo, I see this kid, probably 10 years old, couldn't have been older than 10. This kid's wearing a vest, like a denim vest. And I'm like, this kid is already cooler than I've ever been in my life. This kid's got a vest, and on the back of it is a patch that says, one of the patches is like the Ever-Ready Cat. You know the Ever-Ready Cat from the batteries? And it's the Ever-Ready Cat, but he's got a switchblade. Like a giant patch. And then he's got a patch that says UFOs are real. And this kid's got like a vest, like it's Sons of Anarchy. It's like a 10-year-old. I'm looking at this kid, I'm like, I've never been as cool, I've never spent 1 minute on this planet as cool as this kid is right now. Did it feel great? No, it didn't feel great. What am I going to do? I'm not here to be cool. Apparently, but that was not my choice. I did not choose that. I probably would have chosen to be cool at some point. Never happened. I don't think I've ever been cool for 1 minute. Think about it. I can't think of a minute I've ever been cool. What have I, right? You ever seen me be cool, Mike? No, but that's a weird, that's a qualified. Nolan, very good on Twitter, by the way, saying it could be apmike.bandcat. That could be the name of Cat's cat. Look, enough of apmike.bandcamp.com. I'm going to barf if I hear it again. Seriously. So then that, so this kid, I'm just looking at this kid's jacket. I'm like, holy moly, this kid. But it's everybody. Everybody's there. So awesome. I'm telling you, if you like rock records and rock music and rock bands, you go to this thing. It's like a rock fest. And the thing is, it just goes on. And you can get as much as you want. And when you're done eating, you stop eating the rock. You can just eat as much rock as you want. If you want all of it, yeah, you see 18 hours a day. If you want some of it, you watch what you want to watch and you split. So that night they have the shows at the main thing at the High Tone, which is the Memphis venue. And Useless Eaters were so awesome. That's a good band. There's so many. All these bands were great. Fred and Tootie from Dead Moon were awesome. Counterintuits, Ron House's band. But then Raining Sound, one of my all-time favorite bands. They had the original lineup reunited and played. Unbelievable. So great. Then next day, some shows at this brewery. I saw a band, Pity, which were basically some Toronto dudes in ski masks. I love a ski mask type band. Bands wearing ski masks. Right? See a band playing ski masks? Can't beat it. Every band should play in ski masks. It'd be so great. If Train played in ski masks, I'd probably like Train. If they came out in ski masks and they were like, "Oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by." If that dude was in a ski mask doing that, I'd be like, yeah, I think I like Train. I think I just like ski masks. That night, who did I see that night? Black Lips, Blind Shake, Buck Biloxi, who we heard from Rudy there called earlier. Nice young man. Aquarian Blood, Power. All these bands were so great. Black Lips, it turns into a sea of people. Up and down. It's like an ocean of mutants. And the thing is, there's shows after these shows. I kept running out of gas. I couldn't do it. What, I was supposed to be up till 5 in the morning watching bands? Saw Spray Paint on Saturday. So many good bands. Oh, Boland from Ireland. They were amazing. Holy moly. And Saturdays, it's this thing. It's this afternoon show. There's an outdoor stage and an indoor stage. And the band plays outside. Then the second they finish, the band starts playing inside. And this is the day. Everybody's outside hanging out. And there it is. I see at least 3 Masses shirts that day. At least three. And I'm seeing them, and these guys are just like, "Hey, I would tell them I went to apmike.bandcamp.com. It's like, yeah, I know. I know. Where do you think I thought you got it? Walmart? Although I don't want to put any ideas in Mike's head. Hello, yes, hi. I'm a local entrepreneur. I wonder if you'd be interested in stocking my shirts. Has anyone from Masses, Mike, seen Coop and his Legos?
I haven't been there in a while. I'll have to print it out.
Yeah, you got to show these guys these Legos. This Coop, the artist, you know the Coop, who's so awesome. Such an amazing artist. And he apparently is losing his marbles and has entered a Lego world, and he built an entire Lego recreation of Masses, including Mike is in there. And there's Mike, like you look at, he's got it up on, if you go to Art of Coop, at Art of Coop, you can click through, he tweeted out his Flickr account that shows his full depiction of Masses. I mean, It's troubling. It's amazing and troubling at the same time. I don't think he's ever been in Masses, but it looks just like it. He built the... Yeah, he recreated Masses with Legos. It's unbelievable. That's what it's like to have talent. You can turn Legos into bring masses to life. So these guys are walking around in these masses shirts. And they all can't wait to see my face when they got the shirt. And they're loving it. And I see one Best Show shirt, at least three masses shirts. I'm just like, there's a turning of the, something's off here. Something's off. These masses shirts. Oh, you know who I met at this thing, Mike? Remember last week, the young man, Kevin, who called up and won the tickets to Gonerfest? This kid is the nicest kid. And he was having the best time at Gonerfest. It was the exact right person won those tickets. He drove from Austin to Memphis, him and his lady friend, Daisy, and they were hanging out. They were at every show. And he was having the great time. I was so happy that he won the ticket. He's a real nice guy. And I met a ton of Best Show, fans at this. And look, in all seriousness, everybody's so awesome. I'm very lucky to have, the people listening to the show that listen to the show. Really great people. Mets just put another 11 runs on. It's 22-0. They're up. Looks like they're going to win this. Congratulations to the New York Mets. A 22-0. And this pitcher, what's his name? They call him Thor. And he's hit 6 home runs tonight. So this is one of the greatest baseball performances in history. A no-hitter and 4 home runs. 6 home runs. Sorry. So that night, that final night, I'm emceeing the night. And I'll say this, the last time I emceed at Gonerfest, it did not go well. I got hit in the head with a beer can. It's one thing to get hit by a solo cup. There's some amount of like camaraderie in that. Hey, I threw a solo cup at you. People tend to throw stuff at the Gonerfest. They like to throw things. So last time I did it 5 or so years ago, I got hit right in the face with a beer can. Not loving. That's not loving. That's somebody who don't like Tom. Hits him with a beer can. So then I'm seeing this. It's fun. It's different. It's fun. It was a fun night. I'm seeing it. A lot of great bands that night. Sick Thoughts were awesome. Midnight Snacks, who we heard earlier, were great. Kid Congo played. James Canty from Nation of Ulysses and from The Pharmacist, from Ted Leo and The Pharmacist, is in Kid Congo's band now. But I'm emceeing, and it's going really well, and Tom Lax from Silt Breeze is DJing between bands. And I'm just going up talking between things as the bands are ready to play. I'm talking for a minute or so. And then this band, Control Freaks, is playing. And they got the right name, man, I'll tell you. They got the right name. So I get the cue to go up and introduce them. And I was talking before each thing. I was talking for like a minute or so. Because look, I'm me. People know who I am. I'm sorry, Control Freaks. People know who I am. So I go up, I go, hey, everybody. And this guy in Control Freaks goes, he like yells at me. He goes, not now. Ooh, excuse me, Control Freaks. Yes, boss. Didn't realize I was on the, worked for Control Freaks. This guy yells, tells me not now. So I just stood there. You tell me when. You tell me when, boss. Look, I know what I'm doing up there. I'm emceeing. You think this is the first time I've done this? I know what I'm doing. He yelled at by a guy. Control for... Not now! Wait! You wait. You're not ready. Not my fault. Not my fault you can't plug in fast enough. Or whatever. Whatever your problem is. You yell at me. Where do you get off? Now look, I had the best time. I met everybody. I loved everybody at this thing. But this guy yelling at me. Where do you get off? Control freaks. And look, their music was fine. I know the one guy was in other bands I liked. What, Superconductor? Look, I flipped a few Superconductor records for a tidy sum. So I guess I got that to thank for them. Okay, yell at me. I tell you, this guy owes me an apology. But I know it's going to be something because they're just like the tough guys. And it's the last thing they would do. Good for them. Nobody knows who you are, control freaks. You're gone. You're back on the fast train to oblivion. You yell at me. You don't yell at me. Don't you know who I am? I'm here every week, bro. I'm here every week. You think I'm not gonna? You think I can't keep this going? Control freaks, yell! Not now! Wait! What are you doing? What kind of production are you doing here? Right? What is this? What are you, John McLaughlin and Mahavishnu Orchestra? Got to get the sound just right. Just play your stupid bass. Go yell at me. And one of the guys from that band, he was emceeing the night before. He knew what it was like. He's up there tying it up. Ain't nobody rushing him while he's flatlining the room. Yell at me. Nobody yells at me. Hear that, Mike?
Yeah.
Who yells at me? Who yells at me? Yeah, nobody yells at me. Mike's not paying attention. Mike's mad because I think the Giants just scored 24 runs. So they are up actually 24 to 22 now. Control freaks. Look, their band was good. They were good. That's the thing. Good band. I like Superconductor. I like all that stuff. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say they stunk just because the guy was rude. No. It's called manners. Control freaks. Look into it.
Hey! Not now!
I'm going to talk until you're ready, stupid. That's what an MC does. Wasn't going to just go, control freaks, and then he's not ready. No. I was going to vamp, fill it up. I know what I'm doing. More power to him, though. More power to him. They were a good band. They were actually a good band. Not going to put them down. Not going to say they weren't good. But man, nobody yells at me.
Mate, not now.
Then they had at the final day back at the gazebo. There was Reverend John Wilkins played, and he was, I was fantastic. That was a perfect way to end it. Do you know his father, Mike? Reverend John Wilkins. His father was Robert Wilkins. He wrote Prodigal Son. You know that song? Yeah, he wrote that one. That, yeah. He was great. That was very, very stirring. I loved it. It was a beautiful way to end it. And, you know, I would say, you know what's good about this? It's like if you feel like you want to get back in, you want to feel music again the way sometimes life makes it so you can't feel it. That thing really did it. Gonerfest made me feel good about just seeing a ton of music. So thank you, Goner Records and Gonerfest. That was fun. And people should go to that. And thanks to all the nice listeners who came up and said hi, and we talked and everything. And even thanks to Control Freaks for yelling at me on stage. Wait! Not now! Wait! Whatever. They're a good band. Guy's in the moment. He wants it to sound right. I get it. Guy wants it to sound right. He's a control freak. It's in the name of the band. Just don't yell at me next time. I'm an ally, control freaks. I'm on your side. Best show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, this is Alex in Toronto. Different guy.
What's up, Alex?
I had a sort of a secondhand story about Mike Love coming into a record store here. I thought I'd see if I could share it with you.
I would love to hear it. What is it?
Okay. So this didn't happen to me, but so the guy's working in the record store.
So allegedly this happened. I don't know if you got some axe to grind with Mike Love.
Well, it's
nothing know.
Too bad. It's just sort of creepy.
All right. Let's well, go ahead.
So he comes in the door, and the guy that's working in there, he says, "Oh, it's Mike Love." He's kind of sticking out because he's wearing the hat and everything. Mm-hmm. And he walks over to the Beach Boys section. Well, he walks to the Beach Boys section, which is sort of weird, and he starts kind of flipping through the CDs, tick, 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 and he grabs, like, the gas station Beach Boys Best Of, mm-hmm. and takes it out and, like, sticks it in his pocket. And then he walks around the back of the store, and then the guy in the store is watching him, like, you know, did he kind of shoplift this or something, and then he walks up to the counter and he says to the guy, he's all worried he's going to have to bust him or whatever. And then he says, do you have any rare Beach Boys records? And the guy says, well, no. And then he produces the CD from his own coat and signs it, grabs a marker from the counter and says, now you do. And throws it on the counter and walks out.
It's probably worth $2 less now.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fun story.
Yeah.
He seems like a cool dude.
Who? Mike Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this Tom? It sounds different on the phone.
Yeah, it's Tom.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Hi. You got to tell Mike I'm sorry about his Mets. This has not gone well.
Yeah, it looks like the Mets are down. Look, I'm not rooting against the Mets. I hope the Mets win it all.
Yeah, me too. I like the Mets, but...
But I also am not going to pretend to be some Met fan all of a sudden.
No.
People know where my allegiances lie. The 20 seconds, 27 through 30 in that one commercial. They know where.
I saw that, and when that popped up, I nearly lost it.
Yeah. They know where I stand. Thanks, bro. I will be. Remember I said I wasn't going to Comic-Con because they didn't give us passes? They did not credential the best show. Well, guess what? Guess who's going to Comic-Con? Because we got... I'm going. I'm going to be on a panel for Steven Universe on Friday. And Dudio's, I think, going to hang around. We'll see if Dudio makes it out. That'll be fun. Yeah. So, Comic-Con, you blinked. You got me. You hooked me up. You blinked, Comic-Con. So if you're there on Friday, I'm doing a Steven Universe panel at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Then there's a signing back at the Javits Center. And who's going to get me into this Pet Shop Boys show in Morristown? I got to get into that. It's in November. There's got to be some local person listening who works at the Morristown Theater. And look, I'm not going to turn this into something. Going back to Control Freaks, they're good. Guy just didn't have to yell at me. That's all. Wait. Not now. Wait. Not now. This is when you're supposed to do it. We're on time, bro. Yeah. What are we doing here? What are you guys playing? Peaches and Regalia? Gotta get the sound just right. I don't get it, man. You know what I do get? A band that I did not get to see who played one of the late shows. Black ABBA. This is from their single on Goner Records. Let's check it out right now on The Best Show.
He's married, he's got a kid, and he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive.
Your lady needs to get it, you're gonna give it. I need it in the morning, I need it in the evening. I gotta get it when I'm on a picnic. And let as you know you wanna give it up, you gotta give it up.
Mothership control in readiness. Sonic assassins cleared for space flight. Countdown starting now. 30.
Countdown started. All units prepare for activation.
25.
Production androids activated now.
The tape is rolling, the red orb is glowing.
20.
Audience receptor units activated now.
15.
Music distribution equipment activated now.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4.
All units
three,
activated.
2.
Countdown
one.
Terminating.
Countdown complete.
All units functioning. Movement commencing. We have liftoff.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. Then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own, so it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, a hotel room. When I think about things I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. It's just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
That's what's great about Pokemon. I've been playing Pokemon, you guys. That's what's great about Pokemon. I've been playing Pokemon, you guys.
They could love. They swore to be true to each other, as true as the stars above. He was a man, but he was doing her wrong. Frankie, she went down to the barroom, get her a bucket of beer. She said, Mr. Bartender, has my loving Johnny been here? He was her man.
Best show on WFMU. People who are nostalgic for that show, we have a little clip.
Hey, how's that? It's Tom, yes? Are we on?
We're good.
I didn't ask you.
Good.
You know I'm good. Let's just get this nightmare underway or over with. Where are we at? Under or over? Whose hair is this on the board? Did somebody bring a dog in here? Are we shedding? The Shaggy DA in here? Best show.
And what made it a phenomenon? I'm not sure that that clip convinced me.
Edward G. Robinson to me was an enormous influence. I just loved the guy. First of all, he looked like all my relatives. And second of all, he had that voice I was different, see. He was a tough little guy, see. And you can name any movie, and he's great. Whether it's just the end of Rico, if it's that, or Double Indemnity, or when he's following Orson Welles as the...
Yeah, hi, Brian. I'd like to tell you, first of all, my three favorite albums of all time, Pet Sounds, Beach Boys Love You, and the new album is outstanding.
Thank you.
The question I want to ask you, I heard that you were finishing up Smile, working with the tapes.
Yeah, well, we might finish it up. It's kind of like it's a sparse little album. It doesn't have very many vocals on it, so I might have to write some songs to match the tracks.
And I have one other question. Do you have any plans for touring?
Yeah, we think maybe we might start touring around December. We don't know, though.
Oh, that'll be great. It's great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, fine.
Thank you. Bye. How do you feel about touring on your own without the other guys with you?
That's a good idea. I think that would be a real nice idea, as long as if I had a good show, you know.
You never did that before, went out on your own.
Never.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Very.
County, the westbound LIE still closed at exit 49 due to an overturned tractor trailer on fire. Traffic jammed for 2 miles eastbound, 3 miles of rubbernecking. The eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway still packed from Jerome to the Sheraton Expressway. Westbound lanes congested between the Bruckner and the GWB. Outbound Holland and Lincoln Tunnels, the best. They are only a 20-minute delay, but into the city at the GWB, there's a 30-minute delay. Inbound at the Lincoln is worse.
Here it comes. Now, I'm almost ready to start. Bring it around again. Give me the loop. And make that music with your mouth. One and two and one and two and here it comes now. I'm almost ready to start. Bring it around again. Give me the loop. And make that music with your mouth. One and two and one and two and here it comes now. I'm almost ready to start. Bring it around again. Give me the loop. And make that music with your mouth. One and two and one and two. And here it comes. Now.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got a new axe. It's too much. It's gonna make me rock on, man. We go home on Monday. But what I tell you, we've not had a gas this time. It's really been a gas.
They were out riding through the South Alabama foothills one day and they got a little bit thirsty. They pulled behind this old abandoned farmhouse. Bernard was driving, he hopped out, he ran over to this old pump and he grabbed the handle and he started the pump. Now, just as a matter of curiosity, how many of you good folks up here in the big city have ever used one of these old water pumps? Hey, that's fantastic. Okay. Well, it was hot. It was August. And old Bernard wanted a drink of water. And after he'd been pumping a couple of minutes, he said, Jimmy, better get that old bucket over there and dip some water out of that creek. We're going to have to prime the pump. Well, old Bernard wanted that drink of water. I mean, it gets hot in South Alabama, and he was just pumping away and pumping away, you know. And I'll tell you, that sweat was beginning to come off of him. And he said, you know, Jimmy, I just don't believe it's in the water down there. Isn't it true that the things in life that have value, that you got to do some pumping for? Well, old Bernard, man, he wanted that drink of water. I mean, by then, he was really working up a sweat. But, you know, there's always that question, just how much pumping are you willing to do just for a drink of water? And finally, old Bernard just sort of said, Jimmy, they're just sitting in the water down there. Jimmy said, don't stop, Bernard, don't stop. If you stop, it goes all the way back down, and then you'll have to start all over. See, there's no way you can look at that pump and say, yeah, just two more strokes and I got it. Because you might have to pump another 10 minutes. There's no way you can look in the head of that prospect and say, yep, just two more closes and I got him. Because, you know, it might really take a lot of pumping. But this we know. We know that if we pump long enough and hard enough and enthusiastically enough, that eventually the reward that follows the effort will always bring forth the reward. And if you notice that once you get it to pumping, that then all you got to do is just keep a little ease, a steady pressure on it, and man, you're going to get more than you know what to do with it.
Here on a hill, 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 on got a hill on a hilly bit. Here 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 got a hill on a hilly bit.
Hot break! Hot break! Hot break! Hot break! Hot break!
use that type of language to me, maybe I should shut up and listen. Maybe you ought to shut up and stop calling this program. Get off my phone, you little weasel. Of language to me. Maybe I should shut up and listen. Maybe you ought to shut up and stop calling this program. Get off my phone, you little weasel.
Are there nerds here tonight? Nerds! Nerd, the nerdy things that we love. Like, nerds are powerful nerds. Like, nerds make the shiny things that distract the mouth breathers. Like, I love Harry Potter. I love fantasy and sci-fi and all that. All of it.
Taking the imagination out of that is the
money. Yeah, you know, my uncle was the guy cooking. My uncle got the rest of peace with like white friends and hash roll. You know, my uncle was the guy cooking. My uncle got the rest of peace with like white friends and hash roll. You know, my uncle was the guy cooking. My uncle got the rest of peace with like white friends and hash roll. You know, my uncle was the guy cooking. My uncle got the rest of peace with like white friends and hash roll.
You know, when I was in my 20s, I was, bird dogging chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles.
I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise.
Points.
was about a few.
Not quite my tempo. Here we go. 5, 6. Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go. 5, 6, 7.
That's what's great about Pokemon. I've been playing Pokemon, you guys.
Bird of prey, bird of prey, flying high, flying high in the summer sky.
Tell them you came and saw and looked into my eyes and saw the shadows of the guard receding. Thoughts in time and out of season. The hitchhiker stood by the side of the road and leveled his thumb in the calm calculus of reason. Then a car passes. Why does my mind circle around you? Why do planets wonder what it would be like to be you? All your soft, wild promises were words, birds endlessly in flight. Your dog is still lost in the frozen woods, or he would run to you. How can he run to you, lunging with blooded sickness on the snow? He's still sniffing gates and searching strangers for your smell, which he remembers very well. Is there a moon in your window? Is madness laughing? Can you still run down beach rocks dead below without him? Winter photography. Our love's in jeopardy. Winter photography. Our love's in jeopardy. Sit up all night talking, smoking, count the dead and wait for morning. Will your names and faces come again? Does the silver voice?
I fell in love in the front seat of a 56 Ford at a drive-in movie, sliding over toward a girl in shorts and necking a little on a bench seat, no gear shift in the middle. She was young and eager. It didn't take much to slip her in gear and let out the clutch, but the beautiful bench where we performed our feats has been replaced by two bucket seats.
How you doing, Mike? You having fun? I'm trying to think where we're at here. It's pretty much 12. I guess I take a couple more calls and then we can wrap it up. Best show. Hello. Welcome. It's you. Or not. Best show.
Tom, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Who's this?
This is Jonathan in Nashville.
Jonathan in where now?
Nashville.
Nashville. What's up in Nashville tonight?
Oh, not to mention, just listening to the best show. Getting pretty late here, but wanted to hang on until the end.
Well, you did it. You did it, my friend.
I did it. I got a couple for the topic, maybe more.
Okay, what do you got?
You want to be rapid fire since it's late?
Yeah, go ahead.
ELO, Don't Bring Me Down.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke.
You don't ever need to hear Sir Duke again?
I never need to hear that again.
Okay.
Seems like everybody plays it all the time. And being from Nashville, I've got to say the Wagon Wheel. I don't know if it's already been mentioned. Wagon Wheel?
Yeah. Sing a little bit of it.
No. Really? You really want me to sing that song?
I do.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anywhere you, where you feel. Whoa, mama, rock me. You haven't heard this song?
No.
It is all over Nashville for like the last 8 years. It was done by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Ah.
And then Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish covered it.
Good, he's good.
As his country version of himself now.
I like him. Darius Rucker.
And you cannot walk down through Nashville and not hear it at least once or twice a week.
Well, it's got to happen. If it's a popular song there, you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Every cover band plays it throughout the South. It's pretty bad, man.
Well, you know, that's part of being in the South. I guess everybody's got songs they're going to hear too much of in their region, but that don't get overplayed in other places.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's like that crossover of Americana and country, so it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
From here, so.
I hear you.
And then Stevie Wonder's Superstition, which I think has been on almost all commercials and movies. Right. And
man, it's super. It's all over the place. That's a good song, though, right? That's a good song that you just have heard too much.
Yeah, it's a great song, but I've got it in my head so ingrained that I can just pull it to my own personal iPod at any point, so I don't need to hear it again.
I got you.
From someone else.
Sure. I hear you. All right, well, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, man, thanks.
Take care. Is that the most annoying sound ever in the sound collage? I like it. You just guaranteed its permanent placement by saying how annoying you find it. Sorry, guys. That got you, Pat?
How dare you use that type of language to me? Maybe I should shut up and listen. Maybe you ought to shut up and stop calling this program. Get off my phone, you little weasel.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like a demented Santa Claus. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Tom? Shut up, Fredericks.
Thank you. Sing.
I think you've been hurt.
All right, my friends, best show. Winding down. We will be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Martha! Martha!
Bye.
What happened? Can you please tell me what happened?
See my empire, life is sweet. Just asking about me. Life may be one
way. If anybody down here can help us.
But it don't worry me. Come on, everybody sing. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You must say
宝宝。
Sing.
I think you've been hurt.
Huh?
Come on, easy.
But what's going on with your little Four Loko?
Anybody uses the word "little" to describe anything is automatically.
Is automatically what, Tom?
What's going on
with your pimping out Four Loko? Why?
You're going at me, tough guy. Why don't you come down here? Where are you?
Do not come down here.
I've been in New York City before, pal.
What?
And I'll be in New York City again.
Hey, why don't you
if you want that?
All right, come on down. I'll beat you
within
an inch of your life.
Yeah.
I'd prefer.
Yeah, I'll knock you around.
Hey, Julie.
Don't you talk to her.
I can talk to her.
She's fantastic. And you know what you are?
How drunk are you?
And she shouldn't be associating with you.
How drunk are you?
It's
pathetic.
90.
Yeah, you're pathetic. You're pathetic.
What? Pathetic?
Yeah.
Why am I pathetic, man?
You're a sad loser. What's your name?
My name's Steve.
Could you sound more like a cliche of a drunk? My name is Steve.
Mike in Floral Park, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, I'm shocked you didn't bring your Yankee wool cap.
I don't own a Yankee wool cap. Sorry.
Come on, you don't?
No, I don't wear caps, so I don't wear hats. But that's
I remember. I remember in '76 you had one on.
No, you don't remember that, Mike, because I did not. I don't wear one. Sorry. So you know, you probably you weren't there in '76. So what are you talking about?
Hey, Mike, I have a question about Murphy. You've got to admit what this guy's doing in the playoffs is everything a guy like Rick Nash can't do. And by the way, Mickey Mantle.
What does Rick Nash have to do with Daniel Murphy? I mean, come on now.
Would you admit that Mickey Mantle was one of the most overrated players during the regular season?
Mike.
But he wasn't in the playoffs.
Mike. You know what, Mike? I think you've called too much. I think, you know, for a while, let's take a rest. Okay? I think you've called too much. Now you're just calling to try and bait me into something stupid. So, why don't you take a rest? Joe in Massapequa Park, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike.
Mike can take a rest for a while.
How are you,
One
Mike?
Thing, what's happening?
Are you ready? That is fighting it. That is not a safe place, Carolyn. That is not a safe place. Right around our fluid. We're getting ready. All right,
we'll
get in there.
Come on.
So when I'm lifting these things, I'm literally thinking about combat. I'm literally thinking about fighting for my life. I put myself in a state right before I'm going to work out. Chalk it up. I'm about to get an intense workout in. I really feel like I'm about to do battle. I get my head in place.